This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Literature and pop culture haven't been particularly kind to single women. I mean, just think of those common terms, spinster or old maid. Writer Maureen Paraventi is taking those mean-spirited terms and turning them inside out to come up with a modern look at today's women who choose not to marry. Her new book is The New Old Maid, Satisfied Single Woman. Paraventi is a Detroit-based journalist, novelist, and playwright, and she spoke with Stateside's Cynthia Canty.
It's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Maureen.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Who qualifies as a new old maid?
Well, I started with women who have never been married, and I used the age 40 as sort of a benchmark, because by 40, we've made a lot of our major life choices. And also by 40, many people are perceived as being old maids if they haven't married yet. So I interviewed women aged 40 to 70 from all over the United States to find out about their experiences and feelings and what their lives were like as single women.
So where do you think that traditional view of unmarried women came from? You know, the mean-spirited portrayals of unhappy spinsters in literature. I think of folk songs like Old Maid Annie Garrett. Oh, dear me, how would it be if I die an old maid in a garret? I mean, my Lord.
Yes.
It's so mean.
It is mean, and the negative stereotype permeates popular culture, or at least it used to. I have an example in the book of a great movie that we all love, It's a Wonderful Life, where Jimmy Stewart's character is presented with the alternate reality of life, how it would be if he hadn't been in it. And his wife, who we've already met and is a lovely, vivacious woman, is suddenly a timid old maid.
A librarian.
A librarian with thick glasses and ugly clothes who screams when he says, that's my wife. She's so afraid of men. And we got that. We got Jane Hathaway in the Beverly Hillbillies. We've got all kinds of movies and books that portray single women as being very unhappy, sort of dried up and unfulfilled.
Where did that come from, do you think?
Men.
Mm. Men, male writers.
I have to think that there might be some men who, at least historically, were threatened by the idea of women who didn't need men.
Where'd you come up with that title, New Old Maid, for your book? I mean, why is that so significant?
Because I think that things are changing. The marriage rate in the United States is declining. I don't think marriage in any way is in danger of disappearing. But there are fewer and fewer people who are getting married. Or if they do, the age at which they get married for the first time is older than it was in the past, which means we're spending more of our lives as single people. So I wanted to turn it around and say, especially once I talked to the women who are featured in the book, that the idea of an unhappy old maid is not a truthful one. There are many single people who love their lives and specifically love being single. They enjoy the freedom and the autonomy that goes along with it.
Let's talk about some of the women we meet in your book, because you are really trying to show women of all ages that there are lots of life options outside of getting the Mrs. degree, as I remember my mother referring to
it. Oh, yes.
It. She got her chemistry degree, and then she got her Mrs. degree, and she never worked a day out of the house after she got married.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was the, you know, that was the 40s. So what kind of life options do the women in your book discover?
Several of them are entrepreneurs. They founded businesses that allowed them to do what they love. One of them is in Ann Arbor. Stephanie Schneiderman has a specified travel business where she takes people to Colombia, Mexico, Cuba, I believe Guatemala, and it's very specific tours. If you're interested in crafts or the culinary adventure, you can sign up for that. She loves to travel. Would she be able to do all this travel if she were married, at least in a conventional marriage? Probably not. We've got women who are, one is a fashion designer in North Carolina. She's reinvented herself several times. She founded a successful healthcare company and ran that for a while, but now she's doing what she really loves, which is to empower plus-sized women with beautiful clothing.
So she's got the freedom to be able to say, you know, I'm going to close this chapter and open a new one.
She's got the freedom. I talked to a nurse anesthetist. She had a very intense relationship early on. It broke up. And she decided at that point that she was going to really focus on her career. And she said, the more education I got, the more money I made, and the more successful I became, the less I wanted to be married. And she's had a number of wonderful relationships. She's in one right now. but she doesn't necessarily feel the need to tie the knot.
So here we are talking about the kinds of opportunities that women are pursuing because they're single. What kind of stories did you hear about why they chose to stay single? I mean, was it a matter of they chose, or did life kind of just move them along in that direction and they're making, you know, they're taking what they have? How does it work out?
For most of them, it wasn't a specific choice. It was simply a matter of how their lives evolved. And one of the women, and I should have mentioned her earlier, Eleanor Wells, got a job offer from a company in Australia when she was 60 years old. And she said, yep. She said, I thought about it for 5 minutes. There was no one else I had to consult, and I went, and she's loving it. She had to move halfway across the world, learn new slang, and it's wonderful for her.
But these women we're talking about, I'm sure, felt that traditional pressure to get married, the kind of pressure men don't feel, right? Do men feel that pressure?
They don't seem to. These women did feel it. I felt it. You encounter people who, when you're just meeting them and they find out that you've never been married, they're astounded. I get the, what happened? You're so attractive. You have a great personality. What happened? And the implication is that I failed somehow. I didn't snag a man. And a lot of the women in the book that I talked to have had similar reactions from people. And it's strange.
What about age differential? I'm wondering if, as you talk to women, are you getting a sense that the pressure a woman feels might depend on her age? I guess I'm wondering, do you get different takes from women who are in their 20s today versus women in their 40s, 50s, or beyond? Is it different for today's young women?
Or millennials that I've talked to, and I didn't include them in the book, yeah, but I do talk to millennials to find out what they're thinking. They're very ambivalent about marriage. Whether or not they're in committed relationships, they don't seem to feel the need to formalize it, or at least a lot of them don't. Some of them, of course, are moving on toward marriage. Some of them are going to take the traditional path, but not all of them feel the need to, like their predecessors would have decades ago.
Their moms, their grandmas.
Oh, yeah. And moms and grandmas have to adjust to that.
I was going to say that probably sets up tensions with moms and grandmas who want to see their lovely daughter or granddaughter with a ring.
A lot of them do. They want to go wedding dress shopping, yeah, with them. They want grandchildren. And that brings up another issue that I do go into in the book. A lot of the women that I spoke with didn't want children. And that's another thing that makes you question yourself as a woman. Is there something wrong with me that I don't feel the strong urge to have children? In my take, I think motherhood is the most important role. And if you are not totally committed to it, if it isn't incredibly important to you, you shouldn't do it because you won't bring all the energy and all the commitment to it that it needs.
Do you think in writing this book and in talking to all of these women, did you want to try to figure out if single women are happier than married women? Was that one of the goals of the book in your mind?
Absolutely.
And what do you think?
I think the ones that I spoke with are happier. This is a self-selecting group of women who were willing to discuss their personal lives with me. There may be other women out there who are not happy, who would not step up and speak with
me. Well, do we meet any women in your book who are like, oh, I wish I had gotten married. I didn't. So I'm kind of forging along. Or is everybody pretty sunny about it?
They're sunny about it now. They weren't always sunny about it. Some of them had to get there. Some of them went through what I went through, which is, what's wrong with me? Is there something, you know, do I have a fatal flaw that prevents me from finding a relationship that will lead to marriage? And eventually, they all got to a happy place because they realized that there are benefits to being single.
What do you hope that people will take away from reading The New Old Maid?
I would love this book to start a conversation that leaves single women feeling empowered. They don't have to doubt themselves. They don't have to think, oh, did I make a huge mistake here? They can live lives just as fully as married women and feel as fulfilled. And in some ways, they can have a lot more adventures because they can do whatever they want.
How about women who are single after having been married? Either they're no longer married through divorce or through becoming widows.
They can also learn from this because they do have to figure out how to fly solo. I had an interesting conversation recently with a woman who is in a widow support group. And what surprised her are the number of women in that group who've said, I'm free now. The house is mine now. I can do whatever I want now. Some of them, and it should be said, some of these were older women, were in marriages that were not necessarily happy for them, but they stayed in them because that is what you do. Now they're going to have to figure out, though, how to manage their lives on their own. And the women in this book can give them a lot of tips on that, I think.
The book is The New Old Maid, Satisfied Single Women by Maureen Paraventi. The New Old Maid, Satisfied Single Women. Maureen Paraventi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.